The CFPB is turning out to structurally have a lot of problems as they're getting off the ground.
Well, they sure are. I mean, it's just, and this is becoming a sort of recurring problem in contemporary government, that when new organizations are created, the political fight over whether they should exist at all and how they should be structured tends to continue past the point even where they've been created. So you see this in healthcare reform implementation, where those who oppose the whole idea and who are now trying to undo it are also trying to undermine the efforts to implement the law. And you see it here, and they've had terrible trouble finding a director of the organization, and you know, President Obama wanted Elizabeth Warren to run it and put her in there on an acting basis, and Senate Republicans said there's absolutely no way we're going to approve her, so he nominates someone else. But the point is that they're sort of actively undermining efforts to make the agency work effectively, which just results in bad government. And, you know, that's not good for everybody. It's sort of a vicious cycle.
It strikes me that when we're in the budget time that we're in, that if you set an agency up to fail, you're wasting money. And I wonder how that would play back in your district or your state when somebody calls you to account. Or I guess the other side of that coin is maybe the members that are pulling this are confident enough that nobody will call them to account back in their state or district.
Right. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think in some ways it may play to their advantage back home, because it enables them to go and say, look at this horrible agency. They can't do anything right, and I opposed them in the first place, and, you know, send me back and I'll try to get rid of them. You know, it again becomes this sort of, you know, vicious cycle where they're never given the opportunity to succeed in the first place, and then they're criticized for being ineffective.
You point out, too, that it wasn't just an issue, as far as leadership goes, with Elizabeth Warren. 44, you write, no fewer than 44 Republican senators have said they will oppose any nominee to direct the CFPB in the absence of structural changes to the agency. And I went back and looked at some of the structural changes that they're calling for, and those structural changes essentially are it shouldn't exist, in
exactly.
Which case you wouldn't need to have a director.
Right. That's it, exactly. They want structural changes that would just prevent the agency from being able to do its job. Now, it's fine. I think it would be hard for anyone to argue against lawmakers being able to say, listen, we want to go and abolish this agency. And if that's what they want to do, that's what, you know, it's certainly reasonable for them to do. But it's another thing entirely to just to undermine the agency, or to put things into it that are just, I think, bad management practices. To say that the agency should be led by a commission rather than a director, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a person who would say that's a good way to manage a large organization, is not to have someone run it, but to have a commission attempt to run it.
The reason that your blog post, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, struck a chord with me mainly, Tom, is because this is something that you and I have talked about before, and this is this concept that I tagged with the name right-sizing the mission that nobody seems to want to tackle. We've talked about and we've heard about right-sizing the workforce and right-sizing the budgets, and nobody is willing to do the really hard thing, which is to sit down and say, okay, here's a list of the, I'll pull a number out of the air, 50 missions that the agency tries to fulfill. We've decided that the budget will only allow them to do 25 of them, so which 25 won't they do anymore?
That's right. And that's the kind of thing that any private sector organization would do if they were forced to downsize, if they were forced to cut costs, to say, this is what we can afford to do, this is what we can't afford to do. But if you're in government, you're rarely given that choice. And on Capitol Hill, they don't want to make it at all.
The thing, I guess, too, that is proven to be frustrating from the folks that I've talked to is the agency seemed to be ready to do it. The agency seemed to get it, and they understand we can't do everything that we've done in the past. But they're looking for some guidance from the people who give them the money, and they're not getting any.
That's right, because there's just not, there's not, and hasn't been for quite a while, a great constituency on Capitol Hill for more effective federal management. There are people who are interested in it and who devote a lot of time and attention to it and do a very effective oversight and try to provide the resources and the leadership to get agencies what they need. But there are a lot who don't.
Are
and
there,
it just creates a long-term problem.
Are there any glimmers of hope here, or is this something that is, because of all the other things that are consuming Capitol Hill right now, you think is just going to drag on the way it is?
Well, I think there are a couple glimmers of hope. I think, as I said, I think there are people on Capitol Hill who want to see agencies perform effectively. I think the other glimmer of hope is you see it, I think you could argue with it that it's happening at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and I think it's really happening in healthcare reform, that in spite of the obstacles being put in front of them, these organizations are moving forward, are hiring people, are setting up effective organizations and are beginning to issue regulations and may well succeed in spite of all the obstacles that are put in front of them.